This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Statewide coronavirus hospitalizations, cases, and transmission remain near record levels. Monday, the state reported 1,655 patients hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's still within 200 of the all-time high. Colleen Casper with the Colorado Nurses Association says nurses are beyond stretched thin.
It's more than a burnout. It's a fatigue, and it's a chronic trauma, not being able to deliver what you know is the right thing to do.
Some Colorado hospitals are enacting policies to cope with a wave of patients needing care for COVID and other things in depleted emergency departments. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The UC Health System recently adopted new emergency department rules about who to admit and what kind of care they should receive. ERs will screen patients upon arrival. If they don't meet criteria for an emergency medical condition, they'll be discharged with outpatient follow-up recommendations. ERs are strained, but UC Health spokesman Dan Weaver says they are still able to treat emergencies like heart attacks, strokes, or serious injuries.
Every patient who has an emergency medical condition is going to get care.
He says the rules are put in place at individual facilities only when needed and will stay until the surge of patients eases up. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado wildlife managers are revisiting plans to reintroduce wolverines. CPR Sam Brash reports the state first considered the idea more than a decade ago.
Doug Vilsack is Colorado's Assistant Director of Parks, Wildlife, and Lands. He mentioned reviving the 2010 wolverine plan in a commission meeting last week.
So we're dusting off those old documents and seeing what might be learned from those at this point.
The first version of the plan died after objections from the ski industry. Resorts worried wolverines could end up on the National Endangered Species List, which could have restricted their operations on public lands. But the federal government decided against that in 2020. The result is the big carnivorous weasels could be brought back without much impact on private businesses. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.